Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm so excited. I have a special guest, Dr. Stephanie Asher, joining us. And I am so pumped for this conversation because y'all know we are in full send season and Dr. Steph embodies what it means to go full send. She has just completely quantum leaped her life recently and she is going through this beautiful transition inside of her business. And I was like, you know what? This is a perfect time for you to come on the podcast. So for those that don't know you, just give them a little background of who you are, how you got into entrepreneurship and all that good stuff.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me. This is such a cool experience for me because I'm used to these conversations in my car every Tuesday. And so to hear you and see you doing the intro is just next level awesome. But I'm so honored to be here. My name is Dr. Stephanie Asher. I am a chiropractor, a homeschool mama, an entrepreneur, a wife, and a cancer warrior. I live in Northport, Florida, and I have an amazing family and a beautiful practice here. And especially over the last few months coming out of 90 Day Sprint, I am just absolutely obsessed with the life that I live and the life that I'm creating with all of the amazing people around me. And I can't wait to share more about it today.
Yeah, I think it's going to be amazing. I can't wait for you to dive into your story. Tell the listeners, like, what made you, obviously we have a lot of chiropractors that listen, but we have other practitioners and things like that. What made you decide that you wanted to just open your own business?
I have always known that opening my own practice was the goal and the vision. I have had an entrepreneurial spirit ever since I was a little girl. I was that 10-year-old girl who begged my mom to sign up for Avon on my behalf so that I could start selling things. When I was going door to door doing fundraisers, my dad was giving me sales scripts. I come from a household where my dad was an entrepreneur and I just loved everything about that. But really going through chiropractic school, I had a very clear vision of what I wanted the culture of my practice to be. And it was really based on the foundation that my number one goal in life was always to become a mom. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I needed the freedom to create a schedule that allowed me to do that, that fit with the life that I wanted to have and create for my future family. And so I was really blessed that my husband was all in on that mission and vision with me. And so starting in school, that's when I created my practice. Evolve was the business plan that I created in eighth trimester. And it was clear from there. And it's amazing to see how it's come to life, but also how with putting myself in the rooms with the right people and the groups with people that expand the way that I think, how it is so much bigger and better than I could have ever envisioned it to be. And we talk about this a lot, but sometimes I still just try to wrap my head around all that it is because it's so much more beautiful and abundant and life-giving and life-serving for my community and my team than I just ever really thought was possible.
And I think it's important that people know, one, business can be a ton of fun and very life-giving, as you said. I don't think, you know, there's obviously hard parts. It's why we have sayings inside of the Wealthy Practitioner, like, just keep going no matter what. But it is so beautiful and it is so life-giving and you get to impact so many people when you do it. But there's definitely seasons where it's easier than others. And we also get stronger through those seasons that are a little bit more difficult. So I know you've had a difficult season of entrepreneurship in the past. Would you like to share about that a little bit more?
Yeah, I would love to. We are currently going on 7 years in practice. And let me be fully transparent and clear that the first four were excruciatingly difficult. We were coming up on year one in practice when COVID happened. I then, just a few months after that, had a miscarriage. And then I got diagnosed with cancer after that. I opened my practice with a baby in the office with me, a 7-month-old. He was in the office until 15 months. So I was breastfeeding in between patients. I was trying to do it all. And for many years, what I've come to realize was that my value and worth as a person was completely dependent upon external validation. I needed to feel worthy based upon how much I was producing, how much I was performing, and how many people needed me. If I was not the end all be all for everybody in my life, I felt like I was failing. Mm. What happened through that was I experienced the biggest, baddest form of burnout that you can imagine. And I don't even know that burnout is the right word for it. I was so in the trenches of what I was doing and what I was creating that I was failing to recognize all of the red flags that my body was showing that I was getting really, really sick really fast. So when I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and told I maybe had 1 week if I was lucky, it was the turning point of everything in my entire life. I look back on it, and even during that time, I am so grateful that I walked that path. I know that might sound really crazy, but it was such a pivotal turning point because I was forced to rest. I was forced to receive. As somebody who was a giver and was always striving and doing, it allowed me to pause. It allowed me to get really clear on why I was doing what I was doing, who I was doing it for, and that I had to create a harmony for the people around me and for myself where I could really thrive. And so that was a huge shift in my life. It allowed me to go from a place of just striving and reaching and wearing a mask that really I wanted the world to see of who I thought I should be and step into the purest, most authentic version of myself, and to walk into who I was and create boundaries that honored my family and my health and my practice. And that's when everything really changed for me. And it was an amazing season of life. It's crazy. I was adjusting with chemo on my back. I was having them push my medications faster. Yeah, I was going there 5 days a week and I had to wear chemo around the clock. And I was still working during that time. I was a solo practitioner. And so I was making them pump my medications faster so I could get here for evening shifts. And I wasn't necessarily doing it because I had to, but I knew that there was more to come. I knew that God kept me here for a purpose and that His plan was going to prevail. And I just did my best to be obedient in what I knew was coming next, because as hard as that season was, it was the biggest blessing of my life. And I had to fight through a lot mentally, emotionally, spiritually, of course, physically. But the flip side of that has just been a life of such peace and contentment and harmony, where I now have a team to help me in ways that I never did before. We grew our team. Our office grew during that time 132%.
Oh my God.
And we didn't do anything different, but I was different. I showed up different. My values were different. My family is closer than ever, and we're just expanding our impact in so many different ways.
Oh my gosh, girl, there is so much that I could go into after that. Here's the thing. This is one of the reasons I love you, because there's a lot of people out there, and I'm not trying to play the comparison game, but there's a lot of people out there that get dealt a difficult situation and they let it crumble them. They let it be their reason and their excuse why they can't go on. And I'm not just saying in life, I'm saying like inside of their business, or they're met with resistance somewhere, right? And it might not be as serious as a cancer diagnosis. It might be they have a negative month in their business. It might be their spouse leaves them. It could be something that's difficult all the same, but there's two types of people. And there's people that look at difficult situations and resistance and say, okay, screw it. This means I'm supposed to fold in. This isn't the path for me. And then there's people like you who look at that resistance and say, okay, what am I supposed to learn from this? Who am I supposed to become throughout this process? What is this trying to teach me? And I think no matter the difficult situation, some are going to be more severe than others. The people who look at the situation through that lens always come out on top and have a story to tell and have a bigger impact to make.
Yeah. I think there are so many blessings in our battles, and we get to choose how we show up. We get to choose if we're just going to go through it or if we're going to grow through it. We get to choose if our mindset is this happened to me or this happened for me. And that was my mindset from day one. I maybe looking back, maybe it was a little ignorance, but I from the beginning said, okay, it's going to be okay because there's just no other option. Mm-hmm. And it was really important to me that I walked through that journey in a very specific way. And that is not to say that I didn't have hard moments and didn't have hard days. every day was hard, but every day was beautiful and every day is a blessing and it still is. I was walking across the parking lot this morning, just thanking God for the opportunity to be here instead of in one of those treatment room chairs, for the blessing it is to have opportunities like this that he provided, because this is the plan prevailing that I prayed to see back then. And what happened through that experience was I decided I was done playing small. Because for so many years, I wore a mask, I quieted my voice, I shrunk myself to be who I thought the world wanted me to be rather than who I was created to be. And that was no longer okay with me, because I saw when I just was stripped bare and was my authentic and vulnerable self, the connections and the impact that came from that had a ripple effect far beyond what I could have ever imagined. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I faced the worst of the worst. I saw and felt and experienced things that I hope nobody else ever does. But I lost my fear of failure. And part of it is that transitioned into a fear of success, which I have now been navigating with the different life changes and growth that comes with it as well.
Mm-hmm. So good. Yeah, we talk about this all the time inside of the Wealthy Practitioner. Like most of us have one or the other, a fear of failure, a fear of success. It definitely can change in your instance. And I love that perspective of you no longer had this fear of failure because you only had one option and that was to see it through and to come out on the other side. And you were going to do whatever it took, right? And I think this fear of success, which we could dive into a little bit later too, comes with most people who are striving for really big things outside of their comfort zone. And it's not, it shows up in different ways. It's not even just fear of money, but it could be fear of judgment. And it's like fear of what are people going to perceive me to be, especially as somebody who was always the giver and not that I know you still are, but you do it in a different way. You have stronger boundaries with it now. And you could be worried that people would easily start to judge you and have an opinion of you. So that in itself can try to keep you small.
Yeah. As we go through different seasons of our lives, and especially as we are enhancing our lives and growing in a lot of ways, it requires constant identity shifting. And that can be really tough to navigate, especially when old versions of you can maybe be really relatable to other people, where maybe newer versions aren't as much. But and also, they're really relatable to people in the right rooms. And it's really relatable to people in the right communities, which is why TWP has been such a blessing for me, because the things that I was navigating is actually exactly what a lot of other people are navigating too. Because as we are called higher and as we are stepping into more, we're changing, we are evolving, and it's okay to step into those new identities. And it's not always comfortable. Stepping out of our comfort zone requires us to be constantly up-leveling and shifting, but so much beautiful growth and abundance is on the other side of that.
Yeah. And I think you're living proof of that. So let's talk about your journey into TWP. So we were chatting before we started recording and I was like, wait, when did you come into our ecosystem? Like, when did you like rip off the Band-Aid and drink the Kool-Aid? Like what happened?
Yeah.
And we were chatting. It was, you were getting ready to come to Profit and Purpose. You had decided to buy a ticket, which is our big event that we do every year. And you were on one of our like free trainings and you're like, I'm so excited for Profit and Purpose. How should I prepare? What should I do? And we were like, okay, you have to get full send from last year in 2024, because it'll just give you the feel of the room.
Yeah. So I was first introduced to you and TWP back in October of 2024. My husband and I, it was his birthday weekend. We went to Cairo WealthCon, and that's when you speak for the first time. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I had been in the same room with you because we did Cairo Intensive at the same time.
Okay, yes.
So I came across you at Cairo WealthCon. And then if I'm being completely transparent, you triggered a little something inside of me. And that's always really important to me to sit back and dive into. So I started following all of your stuff because I was really curious what it was. And now that I've gotten to know you and have consumed so much of the content, what it was the boldness to walk in your identity. That was something I was still really navigating, but you were so clear in that. But not only were you clear in who you are, what you have to offer for the world, and where you're going next, you were bringing along everybody with you. And that was something that I wanted to be all in on. So then I was traveling over Christmas break and I saw you throw up an offer for an associate program. And I'm like, this is going to be my year. So I'm grabbing that. And then I got full send, and I still watched that this morning on the way here, because when you get a chance to talk to Steph, you better bring your full send energy. And then I went to Profit and Purpose and dove into 90 Day, and then Mastermind and Expanders too. And it's just been such a beautiful blessing, because what I love is the coaching is next level. Every person on your team is incredible at what they do. When you watch how they execute events, how they are on calls, I can learn different things from each person that I can then take and carry into my team.
Totally.
And also having access to all of that content, that is my business Bible library. No matter I need, I know I can go there, I can search it, and it's going to come up. I needed the compounding energy video this week to really give me some oomph so I can watch that. I love all of the resources because we know different weeks, different months, different stages require us to dive into different things. And it's always that feedback loop, especially when we're diving into our freedom map and what we need to focus on next. I love knowing that I can go there and get the systems, the strategy, the mindset, and the internal work all in one place, because that's what makes TWP different. If it's not just systems and strategy, it is so intimately connected with the internal growth that's needed to carry those out.
Yeah, needed to actually get to that next level that you want to be at.
Yeah.
And as you shared, you came in and you were like, okay, I'm diving all the way in. I'm just going for it. And here we are. And now what's really, really fun, I would love for you to tell people some of the stuff you're working on, because I think you are such a testament, and so many of our expander clients too, where once you dive in and you get the practice at a really beautiful place and things are working and you have a team that's excited and on mission for what you're doing, it does give you this permission slip. And of course, profit has to be dialed in. We all know we don't want to diversify and do other things before that. But when like the business is in a really healthy place, it gives you this permission to come back and be like, who is Steph? She's a Cairo, and what else does she want to build? And when you have your own business, I don't want to say you have to earn that, but there is this sense of like, there's a lot of stuff to figure out on the way to having this super stable business that's still growing, that's still evolving, of course. But then it gives you this permission slip to be like, what else do I want to dream up? And I'm a multifaceted human. What else do I want to leave as an impact for the world? And like, where do I want to leave my mark next? And I know in one of our recent calls, you're just chatting about some really cool things that you're building for homeschooling families. You've built this boutique side of your practice. You're getting ready to release a podcast. Like, there's all these fun things in the works. Now that you've been through some of the quote grind stages that we all go through, and then also all of the resilience and things that you've went through are allowing this super abundant full season, like you said.
The vision for my life has become so large, and it's really based off of my core values and the pillars of my life. And what brings me a lot of joy is being able to create based off of my values. Of course, a big one is chiropractic. The practice is doing amazing. It's so fun to be growing and expanding our team right now. We are currently negotiating for a real estate investment to expand into our own building and grow our team of doctors. And then being a mom is just the greatest blessing of my life. Especially when I was sick, I realized I never wanted to compromise the time that I had with my kids and my family. And homeschooling had always been a goal of ours, but it became a priority at that point. So it's really important to me that women know that you are capable and worthy of doing and having it all. We all can do that. We choose what the structure and the schedules of our lives look like. And so I'm really excited to be rolling out a homeschooling program that will allow women who are multi-passionate, who are entrepreneurs, or who work full-time and want to make it work for their families, giving them the support and the resources to know that they can do that with their family. We are rolling out a podcast in November that will be coming. And that's going to be a really cool place for me to dive into all of the different aspects of life. So something else that's really on my heart is making a toxin-free, healthy lifestyle accessible and providing the education for people with that. Especially with my journey, I know that the health that my body was in prior is the reason it sustained me through that. And so we launched the Evolve Wellness Boutique in the office. We love making that the local go-to hub for people for organic, holistic products. And we will be talking a lot more about that on the podcast, expanding that into online more. Oh, there's just so many
There's so many things. How exciting that you get to wake up every day. And this is really why I wanted to have you on, because more people need to hear success stories like this, where you truly get to wake up every day, have your heart on fire for your mission that you're building through the businesses, be a super present mom, be a mom who's involved in traveling the world with your family, by the way. Like, you guys just got back from a cruise. Like, you guys are living your life exactly as you intended it to. And you don't have to sacrifice in any of the realms. And so I wanted to have you on because I'm like, please shout it from the rooftops. There's more people that need to know that this is so accessible, especially as moms. We think we have to choose one or the other. And I have the same sentiment as you. Like, being Jethro's mom is the greatest gift that I will ever have in this lifetime. And also, I know that I have this burning desire inside of my heart to like impact so many people. And I love that we have lives where you don't have to choose one or the other. I know for both of us, it comes back to having a really great support system and having a spouse that's all in. I think that's really important, because I know there's lots of women that are probably listening to this. They're like, how come it feels so hard for me? I'm going to be the first person to say that your support matters almost more than anything else. I could not do anything without the support system that I have. And unfortunately, there's people that maybe don't have spouses or as supportive, or like even family nearby to help. It's like, this is why I want women to get wealthy. This is why I want women to get wealthy. I want women to decide they can hire as much help as they need. I want women to decide if they want to send their kid to private school, if they don't want to send their kid to school. I want them to have the option and never have cost be a factor involved in that.
Absolutely. The support system's huge. My home, inside my home, I have the best support system. My husband and my kids are one of a kind. And I couldn't do all of this without them, but they're also why I do all of this too. It's so fun to raise my babies in the practice and see them learn and grow and homeschool my kids and teach them about profit margins and business. I mean, that's what it's all about, raising up the next generation in a way that's so aligned with our values. I have a lot of help from my parents and my in-laws. We could not do it without them. They are our everything. Our kids are so blessed to have the best grandparents in the world. And I also hire a lot of help, because that's the blessing. And what a blessing that is to be able to support other women and other local businesses by driving our revenue to them and allowing them to thrive and their businesses to thrive and enhancing their families and their level of abundance. And I just think it's such a beautiful thing when we walk in complete clarity in our visions and our calling and the purpose for our lives, to see the ripple effect that our impact has, not only in the people in our circles, but in a community as a whole. It's such a beautiful gift.
And to your point, I want to circle back to this because I think it's so good. We talk about this inside of the Wealthy Practitioner, but I don't think I've talked about it a ton on the podcast, is you saying you triggered something in me. The first time I heard you speak, you triggered something in me. And I just recently shared there's so much power in the trigger, because that trigger is a permission slip to do things differently. That triggers a permission slip to dive deep into that. And how crazy would it have been if you had been like, oh, Steph triggers me, don't want to learn anything else from her, right? There's so many people living a life like that. But it's true, when women like unpack, why are we triggered? Can we dive deeper into this? And then what does it look like when women collaborate together? Like, there is so much abundance and magic that's created. But some women listening to this might actually be triggered when we're saying like, oh my God, our lives are great and you can have it all, and we have amazing spouses and stuff like that. Like, no joke, I know some women are going to be triggered by that if they don't have that. But it's also an opportunity to go deeper and say, it's available to me though. What are the decisions that I have to make to get that? And some of them are going to be easy. Some of them are going to be hard, but I wanted to comment on that because I know I'm very much the same anytime, especially if a female triggers me, anytime I get triggered by a female, because I'm like, okay, there's probably a little bit of like a sister wound there or something. Let's unpack that and figure out what it is. I have learned so much from that person, but also about myself, which has just freed me, honestly, freed me from these thoughts and these limitations that I've put on myself.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with triggers because anytime I'm triggered by something, it causes such deep internal reflection for me. Mm-hmm. I am very much somebody who wants to sit in my feelings and figure out why I feel that way, why somebody else is making me feel that way, because typically it has nothing to do with them and it has everything to do with me. And I want to be very clear, my life is incredible. I am so blessed. But there's a lot of yuck too. I mean, you've heard totally. Part of my story. And that's the thing is we learn how to be fed in the and watered in our valleys. So when we climb the mountain, we can feel all of these things. But it's an up and down path. And we can have amazingly good days with bad moments in them. Or we can 100%. Choose to look at it as we had a bad day with good moments in it. But the reality is we all have our stuff, right? We are all busting our asses. We're all doing our best to be the best moms, the best wives, the best business owners, the best leaders of our teams. We are all trying so hard. And sometimes we fall short and that's okay. But I think that's why it's so important to focus on creating a life of harmony where all of it can just beautifully meld together because we're not always going to be able to give 100% to everything and every day. And that's okay. And the reality is when we're just walking in our truth and walking in who we are and what we were made to do, it's not going to always be perfect. There's no such thing, but it's always going to be fun and it's always going to be ours.
It's so true. And that's why I think communities like TWP are so important because we share the good, the bad, the ugly, the amazing, because it is the duality of life. It is the spectrum of life to have all of it existing. And to your point, like you don't know how good it feels to be on the mountaintop unless you've walked through a valley and really dealt with some shit to be able to embrace when it's really good. Like honestly, just this week, like I'm pretty sure I've cried every day this week and I am not a crier from stress.
I cried yesterday.
From stress or overwhelm. I'm a crier when something's so cute or I'm like happy. I'm like, wow, I am going through it right now. And also, you know, my husband's comforting me and I'm like, but I have the most beautiful life ever. Like this is like, but I think I've trained myself and you have too. And the people who do amazing things have trained themselves to view everything as a blessing, to view even the challenges as a beautiful opportunity to get stronger and smarter and faster and better rather than letting it be that point or that signal that you're supposed to stop. And it really ties back to the beginning of the podcast where the people who just face those tough times and come out stronger on the other side are the ones that get invited on podcasts to talk about it.
Absolutely. We can allow all of our experiences to sharpen us in the best possible way. And I'm with you, girl. I was crying last night when I got home and my husband just held me and he's like, it's okay. And I'm like, you know what? It is okay. Yep. It's all okay because it's a beautiful life. Even if one thing goes wrong, it's all good. I remember a season of life where our conversations used to be, when's the next shoe going to drop? That's what it was. And now it's how good can it get? Because shoes are going to drop and it's okay. But we know we can work through them. We know we're going to push through them. And life is so good, but you have to focus on the good even when there's some bad mixed into it.
Oh, so good. I feel like I could talk to you all day. Where are you on Instagram the most? Are you hanging out on TikTok?
I'm on Instagram the most. You can find me on Instagram at Dr. Stephanie Asher. And you can follow the office and the boutique at Evolve Chiropractic and Evolve Wellness Boutique.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today. I love you. I can't wait to see you soon in person.
I love you. I can't wait to see you in November.
Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.